When I tell moms it's okay and important to prioritize themselves, there can be a lot of complex reactions. It can feel completely guilt-inducing to even consider making ourselves the number one priority. It's as though we're being asked to completely neglect our kids so we can focus on ourselves. And for most moms, that obviously causes frictions with their values. So I want to talk about what it really means to prioritize ourselves in motherhood so that you can feel good making the decision to prioritize yourself in your own life without the guilt.
Welcome to the Worthy Mother Podcast, where we discuss all things identity, self-compassion, and fulfillment within and beyond motherhood. I'm Emily Rose Hardy, a mindset and self-love coach for moms. I am a firm believer that to be able to take care of our children, we must take care of ourselves first. This is not a parenting podcast. No, this is a podcast where we will challenge the societal expectations of what it means to be a mom, demystify the perfect mom myth, and learn to love ourselves. You are worthy, Mama. Let's do this.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Worthy Mother Podcast. As we get started, I want to say thank you for tuning in and supporting the show. It would really mean a lot to me if you would leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I know there are a lot of you who are tuning in week after week to the Worthy Mother Podcast, and I want other mamas out there to know the value that this podcast can bring to their lives. Today, I am going to be talking all about priorities and specifically looking at what it actually means to prioritize ourselves in the role of mother, right? We've had conversations in the past about knowing what you value in life and motherhood, and I stand by that being one of the most important factors in feeling fulfilled and in alignment in your life. And I get into finding that clarity around your values in episode 64 of this podcast. So if you think that you could use a good look at what you value, definitely go give that a listen. But something that is important when it comes to aligning our individual lives with our individual values is understanding that we have to prioritize what is important to us. And with that, there are often conversations about prioritizing ourselves. And I find that that can be a really tricky conversation to have with moms because it can feel like prioritizing ourselves means not prioritizing our kids. It means deprioritizing them and their needs. So the goal of this episode today is kind of two parts. One, to understand what it actually means to prioritize, because I think too often as moms, we feel like we should just be able to do it all, prioritize it all, right? And then the second part of that is also to help you see what it means, what it actually means to prioritize yourself so that you can feel good in your decision to do just that. I want to eliminate the guilt that comes with putting our own needs and desires at the top of the list. And I really believe that getting into how prioritizing yourself doesn't have to be a bad thing for your kids will help us do just that. So first things first, looking at what it actually does mean to prioritize something, what we mean by priorities, our priorities are the things that are the most important to us. And really important to note here, they are individual. What I prioritize may be different than what my mom prioritizes, and that might be different from what you prioritize. It's just important to acknowledge that we all have our own priorities, and they come from what we value, what we find important in our life, right? So if you think of a task list, just to make this really simple and clear, if you think of a task list, it's pretty easy to think about the priorities. So let's say that you are setting up for a party and it's at your house and you have 1 hour. So you're limited in time. There's only so much time that you can spend on this task list. You have this list and there's three items on it. You need to clean the kitchen, you need to bake a cake, and you need to make sure that the playlist is set, right? So those are the three things you need to do in that hour. For one person, getting that cake in the oven might be priority number one. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to get to the other tasks, right? But making sure that that cake is done takes the cake on importance, right? See what I did there? For somebody who really values a pristine kitchen and making sure that their guests are seeing this like really nice put together version of their home, or even someone who maybe has a really messy kitchen and wants to like get it together before the guests arrive, cleaning the kitchen might actually come above all the other things, getting ready for the party, right? And then for someone who just wants to make sure that the music is vibing and they want to make sure that like guests are going to be enjoying the time, setting up the playlist might actually be the most important piece of party prep that they're going to get to first before they tackle anything else. So there's no right or wrong way to prioritize, like even looking at that list, but it really is about the individual values in that specific situation. So when we think about life more broadly, right, we are all making decisions constantly. And decisions like this example on how to use our time, especially as busy moms who maybe don't have a lot of like leeway in the time, those decisions that we have to make are absolutely constant. So just some examples of that are like, if you have a few hours to yourself after the kids go down, what are you going to do with it tonight? Some nights it might be really important that you get the house ready for tomorrow. Maybe the kids are going to be home and you want to be prepped and ready to go for what you have going on the day ahead. Maybe you're absolutely exhausted and are going to go to sleep because you got some sleep debt and you're going to go right to bed when your kids go to bed. Or maybe you are needing a nice escape and to binge Netflix, and that's going to be what you're going to prioritize above all else, even if there are dirty dishes in the sink, even if the house is a mess, right? What is more important to you in this situation and in alignment with your values? So both of those things. When we understand what our priorities are, when we've like actually done the work to understand what we want to prioritize, what we do value and what we want to prioritize, it makes it a lot easier to make decisions in the moment of how we spend our time and energy that we're going to be happy with, right? That are going to be in alignment with what we actually do deem as important. And the thing about priorities that I think sometimes gets lost in our current way of living and just the way that our society is set up and the expectations on moms is that you can't prioritize everything. So thinking about the idea of what to do when the kids go down, you can't prioritize getting the house clean and resting on the couch and working out and catching up on work from earlier in the day and going to bed early, right? You might be able to get to most of those things, but like having the priority of what's most important and actually allows you to like make decisions of what to do. Like maybe getting the dishes done is priority number one. And after that, you do just chill and watch some Netflix, but it can't all be the priority, right? That's just like legit not how priorities work. So when a mom wants to prioritize self-care, it's important that she, number one, recognizes what self-care needs to look like for her, right? What that time actually looks like. And then two, actually prioritizes it. Not just says it's a priority, but really it's falling somewhere low on the list when it comes to like how she's actually spending her time. If it keeps falling on the back burner as kind of an I'll do it tomorrow type thing, then it's not actually the priority. So it's one of those things where it's like, do you actually prioritize your mental health if you're not doing anything to support it actively? Do you actually prioritize rest if you are staying up late working every day? Do you actually prioritize your friendships if you aren't putting any energy into them day after day, week after week, right? This is not to call anyone out because it's not saying that one of these priorities is more important than another. Again, they're all based on our individual values, what's important to us. But it's just to consider whether you are actually prioritizing what you say you're prioritizing and what you want to be prioritizing, right? So if you want to prioritize the mental health, what steps are you taking to actually put effort and energy and time into supporting your mental health? If you want to prioritize your friendships, are you actually using time and energy to put those things in a place of importance in your life? It's okay if not, right? If that's not the priority in this season of life, totally fine. But just being clear on that and being intentional with how we are using our precious time and our precious energy is really important. So that's just kind of laying the foundational aspect of like what it means to prioritize and really understanding that our priorities shape how we live our life. Our priorities shape how we exist in the world. And when we are able to know what's important to us, know what we value, and then also make decisions that prioritize those things, we can actually like live in a deeper state of alignment and feel good as we move through the day that we're actually doing the things that we want to be doing. So that kind of brings us to what it means to prioritize yourself. And again, this is something that can be tricky for a lot of moms to talk about and to understand in a way that doesn't cause a lot of guilt and doesn't cause a lot of shame of like abandoning our kids. So when I say prioritize yourself, like I'm saying you should do that, what does that make you feel? What thoughts are going through your head when I say that? And I want you to really tap into what is coming up for you right now. Like really think about it. For a lot of moms, that idea of prioritizing themselves, of really like truly putting themselves first in some ways, brings up, again, a lot of feelings of guilt. And so I want to talk about why that is and how that doesn't necessarily have to be the way that we perceive putting ourselves first. I think there's a lot of value in actually prioritizing ourselves as moms and prioritizing our own well-being and our own self-care and making that like the number one priority in our lives in a lot of ways. But if we can't get past the fact that it feels like we're doing something wrong and we're not being there for our kids, then it's going to be hard to actually make any steps towards actually prioritizing our self-care, right? So what I want to kind of explain is that, yes, when it comes to prioritizing, you can't prioritize everything. However, your kids' safety and well-being can just underlie everything that you do, right? You can have an understanding that keeping your kids safe and making sure that they are, you know, well taken care of and, you know, their basic needs are being met and also that they have a psychologically safe environment and they're well supported and things like that, that can just be a value that is consistent in your life. And you're going to always make sure that they're coming first in those ways. If there's an emergency, you will drop everything for your child, right? It's okay to know that that's true and to also prioritize yourself number one. Okay. Let me explain how this works. So we can prioritize our own well-being in the decisions we make on kind of a day-to-day basis of how we spend our time and energy. So when you're thinking about self-care, when you're thinking about doing things for yourself that bring you joy, that bring you, you know, the sense of like relaxation and recharging, putting that as number one, the number one priority means that you will make it happen. So again, when something is the priority, when it's actually the priority, it means you're actually going to put the time and energy towards that thing because we can't prioritize everything, remember? So if it's actually the priority, you will actually put your time and energy towards that. So you are not always just making decisions based on what's best for your kids. You're also making decisions based on what's best for you, not at the detriment of your child, right? It's not like, oh, I'm choosing to go to this workout class every Wednesday evening and dad's doing bedtime. They're suffering for that. No, actually me choosing to make myself the priority and make sure that that pretty much happens unless like someone's super sick or there's like a legit need for me not to go. I'm going to make it a priority to go to that every Wednesday because I'm putting my well-being, my needs first. Maybe my kid will be upset one day when I leave the house and they know I'm not going to be there for bedtime, but that's okay. That's okay. They're resilient, right? They know I'll come back. And knowing that we can hold ourselves in that number one spot can give us a lot of like freedom and a lot of ability to just really make the decisions that are best for us when a lot of times we just are running ourselves into the ground. When we truly like prioritize ourselves and prioritize those times, whatever it is, if it's a workout class, you know, that's a good, easy example because it's like something that happens at a set time, but that's not all that self-care is, right? It's really like living a life where we're taking care of ourselves and putting our needs first. When you're able to embrace putting yourself as number one, putting your needs as number one, obviously not letting go of the fact that you're going to be meeting your children's needs, but just knowing that we can put ourselves at the top of that priority list in a lot of areas of our lives, and it's going to then allow us to show up in a much more present way, a much more capable way because our needs are being met and we have the energy to like pour into others, right? Like, I mean, think about like, can't pour from an empty cup. So if you're pouring into your cup, you're prioritizing pouring into your cup, you're going to be able to show up for your kids and pour into them in a much better way because you have something to give, right? And really, it benefits everyone. This feeling that so many moms get that we need to be available to our kids 100% of the time is setting us up for exhaustion, for true burnout, for resentment because we feel like our needs are always going unmet. And it also, I mean, I would argue that it teaches our kids that that's the job of the mother. And I think that that can be quite harmful when it comes to like what we want the future to look like. Do we want that to be what they expect? Is that the role of a woman, the role of a mom is to run themselves into the ground caring for everybody else? I mean, I don't want my boys to think that. And I know most moms I talk to are conscious of that and don't want their kids to believe that that's true. Yet it's something that if we are perpetuating that and continuously running ourselves into the ground, trying to care for everyone else and not making our needs a priority, they are learning that and they are taking that in. I stand by completely 100% that we can put our own needs at the top, the number one spot on the priority list. And again, our kids' safety and our kids' well-being will underlie everything, right? It's not to say that if something's going on, we're going to ignore it because we said we're number one. We prioritize that, right? Like it's flexible. There are nuances to the conversation. And we have to not see it so black and white because when we see it so black and white, then our kids always come first. Our kids always come first because that's what we feel should happen, right? We feel like they have to come first, which means our needs are always not coming first. That doesn't work. We can't always put our needs second, third, fourth, because then our needs just won't get met. There's a lot going on. There are so many things vying for our time and energy at any given point. And so if we can come to a place where we say, you know what, my needs matter, and I'm going to prioritize my needs above all else, maybe to a reasonable extent, right? Where, yes, I would love to go to the spa, get a massage every day and blow all our money on, you know, these bougie self-care things. Okay, yeah, maybe not that. But I'm going to prioritize time to myself. I'm going to make sure I get time to myself every single day, even if that means that I miss bedtime a couple days a week, right? Even if that means that I'm not the one taking my kid to a soccer game this weekend, because there will always be something to pull us away from caring for ourselves. There is just so much going on in this world and in our lives. Like we really have, as a culture, set our lives up to be just busy. Like that's kind of the natural state of being a human being in our culture, right? We're busy. We just are. There's so much happening. We're working. We are taking care of children. We are trying to navigate like how to get the bills paid and figuring out how to file your taxes and making the doctor's appointments. And like, oh my goodness, there is a lot going on and it can feel so overwhelming. And there's always something else we can be doing with our time. And yes, sometimes we have to make those things happen. I mean, we do, right? There's things that we have to take care of in our lives. However, if we're not intentionally prioritizing ourselves and putting ourselves somewhere at the top of that list, it's just going to fall to the wayside. Because really, if we don't care about ourselves, no one else is going to. No one's just going to swoop in and care for us because we're not doing it, right? That's just not how it works. We have to intentionally prioritize our care and well-being. So I want to leave you with kind of an action step of sorts in this episode, because this is something that I really do feel like is so, so important for us all to consider. Like, what are we prioritizing? And are we actually prioritizing the things that we want to be prioritizing? What does that look like in our lives? So I'm just going to give you kind of one thing you can do today to kind of check in with that. I will say that if you want to really develop the clarity around what you actually value as a mother and as a person living this life and raising kids, I do have a resource that I will be linking in the show notes. It's called the Aligned Motherhood Workbook, and it's just a short workbook that gives you the space to really like get clear on what you do actually value. And self-care, taking care of yourselves might be on that list. And I'm going to say that I think it is important that we all do value our own care and our own well-beings, especially raising children. We have to care for ourselves if we want to be showing up in that role, right? But my step for you to take today outside of checking in with that workbook is to ask yourself two questions. And I recommend writing this down and actually journaling on it, if you get a chance, it can be really impactful to actually like process those thoughts through writing. A lot of times when we just think about something, we are not able to fully get in and dig into what we actually believe and like really, truly, deeply understand our own thoughts and what's happening. So writing it down can be a great way to like really process that. So the two questions that I suggest you journal on are, number one, is prioritizing your self-care important to you? Why or why not? So really think about that. Really think about if prioritizing your self-care is something that you want in your life. You want to be prioritizing that. You want to be making sure it's happening. And why? Why is that something you want to prioritize? Or why is it something you don't feel like you want to prioritize at this time? Or you don't feel like you should prioritize at this time? And then the second question is, how are you prioritizing it? If self-care is something that you do want to prioritize in your life, you do want to be prioritizing your own care, your own well-being. How are you doing that? How are you prioritizing that? What are the actual things you're doing to protect your time and energy and make sure that you are caring for yourself? And really think through that. And once you do that, you may be able to see, yeah, I am prioritizing it. Obviously, it's not perfect. Obviously, shit happens, right? But maybe you're feeling like, yeah, I'm saying that that's a priority, and it is. Or maybe you will come to realize that while you want to be prioritizing your self-care, you're not. There's not actually anything happening to protect that time and energy. And if that's the case, think about how you can change that. Think about little changes you can make to protect even an hour of your time every week, just to start small, right? How can you do that? Because if something is important to you, if you want to prioritize something, you have to be intentional about how you use your time and energy to make sure that that's a priority. So we are going to leave this here today at that. I am so grateful for you being here and sharing in this conversation with me. I hope that you can take this and just know that prioritizing yourself does not mean abandoning your kids. It does not mean neglecting them. It does not mean not making their needs important. It just means being intentional about making sure that you are getting your needs met, even if there's something you could be doing for your kids at that moment. I would love for you to share this episode with another mom in your life. I think this is something we all need to hear. We all need this reminder that our needs are important. Like, what we do for ourselves matters. And so go ahead, share the link to this episode with another mom in your life, and I will see you next week. You are worthy, mama.